Hey, it's Alana G on Alana G Spits It Out. And that's my dude 21 Savage playing on the intro. I got one, two, three, four, five, six. What? Yeah, bank account on there. So that's what I'm gonna be talking about on this show. He is blazing up the media and just all over the news right now with what's going on with 21 Savage. Man, prayers out to you. So if you have not heard, national recording artist 21 Savage has been detained on the night of the Super Bowl game by ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. There's been a lot of talk about what's going on, the different circumstances surrounding this particular case. Apparently, he's been a target for ICE for some time now, due to his visa being expired. Apparently, he's from UK. So we've just found out that 21 Savage is not of United States, born and raised. He actually came over legally to the States when he was about 7 years old, and stayed until about 2005. And from from the different tabloids and information that I've came across, he went briefly back to the UK in that same month and came back. Now the thing is, he did not lose his visa because he did not, try to renew his visa ship. So come on, government, give the man a break, because his visa has actually been pending for 4 years now, for 4 years now. But God always prevails. We have just in what as of what Wednesday or so, Jay-Z has paid for his attorney. So Roc Nation has stepped in. Alex Spiro is actually going to be representing 21 Savage throughout these legality issues with getting his visa ship straightened out, stopping his deportation. Jay-Z, he is really behind this man. He stated, and I quote, "The arrest and detention of 21 Savage is an absolute travesty." So Jay-Z is calling this an absolute travesty. Big ups to you, Jay. His U visa has been pending for 4 years. In addition to being a successful recording artist, he deserves to be reunited with his family and children immediately. So now you have a big corporation, business as Roc Nation backing this man. He has a lot of friends in the industry. He's made a great impact in the industry, a positive impact in the industry. Not too recent ago, 21 Savage gave away 2,500 backpacks to needy children. To needy children. So it's not like he just, I mean, yes, we hear his lyrics, but you have to remember the background that this man has came from, the area that he's grown up in. That's one thing that really ticks me off about the way that society looks at these artists or any type of celebrity. They're still people. Yes, his lyrics, they might be a little rambunctious, at times, but it still has a message in it. And it's his story. That is the creativity and the beauty of being an artist. It's a work of art. It is your story. It's your work of art. It's your platform. It's your monologue. It's whatever you want it to be. So, I think government officials, they look at the lyrics. Oh my God, well, look at these lyrics. They are just promoting this and promoting that. No, he is talking about a time in his life. You know what I mean? Where he may be expressing himself with this music. It may that are of current or present tense. I do the same thing in my music. My music is all testimonial, to different experiences I've had, different trials and tribulations that I've been through. It's not gonna be all peaches and cream, when I'm writing my music, because I have not had, a peaches and cream type of life, which I'm pretty sure if 21 Savage and his family had to come and flee to the United States, I'm pretty sure they were coming for a better opportunity, a better opportunity. So, I mean, that's the way that he uses to express himself in any type of therapy that anyone's been in. You know what I mean? If you've ever been into the therapy thing, which I have been into, like different therapy groups, it's all a way of expressing yourself. You know, it's all a way of expressing yourself. And you know, thank God 21 Savage has a lot of support in the industry, probably as well as his immediate family as well. We have something just happened with ASAP Rocky, and the paparazzi came at him about something, and he just simply told him, you know, don't judge that man. Who are you to judge that man? Black Lives Matter has stepped in to help starting a petition to get this deportation and his like to help with having him released. Cardi B went against Tommy Loren on Twitter. That was hilarious. Offset and Chris Brown. Something just happened with Offset and Chris Brown. Apparently, Chris Brown shared a meme, which I don't know if anybody's been following this story. I have, you know, just because I really like this artist and I'm into music. I try to follow all of the hot current topics that are trending, you know. So, you know, there's the issues that are going around about the different memes that are going on with 21 Savage's situation. And you know, it's really not a laughing matter. You know, like the memes with Soulja Boy, you know, that was all for kicks. That's, you know, it wasn't anything as serious as somebody's life being taken away from them, somebody's life being changed so drastically in such major ways. You know what I mean? This could change this man's life forever and the lives that are around him that he's really supporting and taking care of. You know, like I'm pretty sure he's a mega, like a mega million, multi-million, very famous, you know, celebrity. So, you know, his family, I'm pretty sure he was taking care of his family. So you also have to think about that. This man was the provider for his family. You know what I mean? So just we have to keep that in mind too. Like it's not a laughing matter. This could be taking food off of his family's table, shelter from them. You know what I mean? Medical bills. I'm sure like you have to pay insurance and everything like that. And I'm not for sure if 21 Savage has children, but if he has children, you know what I mean? They may be losing their father, and he's probably their sole provider. So you know, you have Offset going off on Chris Brown, you know, tell him, you know, like, dog, look, that ain't even funny, you know. And that's not the first time. Like Offset has been from the Migos has been defending 21 Savage through this whole ordeal. So these are like he's built bonds, you know, with different artists in the industry that are gonna have his back, you know, full-fledged. So be careful how y'all treating, because I know Demi Lovato heard some things about her when I was on Twitter. She had to delete her whole Twitter page. You know, everybody started coming at her. Oh, you're going to talk about him? Well, you had a drug addiction. You don't see, you know what I mean? So just be careful about always trying to be so quick to point out somebody else's skeletons that are falling out of the closet and you don't have yours all the way back then. Don't come in the kitchen if you can't stand the heat, Demi. All right. So, I mean, moving on, one just would have to think, you know, just looking into this story, you have ICE saying that the government saying they've been targeting this man, like the immigration laws and everything that with Trump, you know, they're cracking down on that and try to throw into the play like, well, you know, he has a felony for drug charges. He had a felony for drug charges. Well, he also served years on probation on that charge as well. So why are we going to bring up this man's past just because all this other stuff's come in? Let's stick to the subject at hand, his visa, which has been pending for 4 years. So what's up with that? I want to know, like, what's up with what is visa pending for 4 years? Like, I don't really know much about the immigration laws. That's a segment all in its own that I would like to touch up on, just especially with everything that's going on with the wall and everything Trump and like wanting this wall, you know, ISIS wanting to keep every, you know, so that's a whole nother segment in its own. But I'm just saying, like, don't the media and the tabloids are always so quick to throw up somebody's the bad things about somebody's past. But can we bring up the positive things that this man has done? Can we? Can we? All right, now moving on. There are some petitions out if you want to go and show your support for 21 Savage. I know there's different ones floating around on Facebook. They mentioned one on 107.9. However, I got a I got a link to do to sign the petition in my email. So be looking out for that, guys. I'm sure you can Google it and find out some whatever petition is going on to help this young man out. He still has a bright future ahead of him, a great career. And it was just like he was just in the prime of his career, like just really getting ready to take off to be that superstar. You know what I mean? That iconic superstar. You know, so big ups to Jay and Roc Nation, man, for helping 21 Savage get an attorney. Big ups to you, man. Be very blessed for that. And like, I don't know, is that like foreshadowing? Like, are, you know, going to do some future collaborations? You know, Jay-Z's always been the one to be real big into politics and helping out his fellow, you know, community and everything like that. So big ups to you, Jay-Z. Big ups for that. 21 Savage. Man, you're at everybody's prayers, excuse me. I know at a time like this, it just seems like you don't have anybody, but believe me, you have fans out here. You have a support system out here that we are rooting for you. Like, we're rooting for you to be returned, keep making your good music, taking care of your fam, because I love your music. I ain't gonna lie, I love your music, 21 Savage. Keep taking care of your family. You know what I mean? So I just hope everything gets worked out with this man's release from jail, the deportation process stopped, and his visa back reinstated properly. Mr. Spiro, who was his attorney now on a case paid for by Roc Nation, he said he's not going to stop until this man either has his visa or is released from jail. He's there to work. And believe me, if Roc Nation is paying him, then hopefully this will have a very good outcome. That being said, y'all stay prayed up. Stay blessed. 21 Savage, you are in my prayers, man. Whoop, God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.